Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Mark chapter 4, verses 24 through 29. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Mark, the 4th chapter. Jesus said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Faith is probably, in my opinion at least, best defined simply as trust. It's a fiduciary relationship, we call it. That is, it's based on a promise that's made, which we put our trust. Of course, the strength and the reliability of that promise all depends on the strength and the reliability of the promiser, but I suppose that's something that the person who has faith is expressing by trusting that. Now, it's common among us Lutherans to say that faith really cannot be bigger or smaller, it cannot grow or decrease. It doesn't matter how big or strong your faith is, because if your faith rests in Jesus Christ, then it's always strong. That's what Jesus means when he says, if you have faith like that of a mustard seed, tiny, small, insignificant, that's enough, because if it holds on to me, what else does it need? In fact, this is so much the case among us that some don't even want to talk about faith at all. They've come to say that if you can't even replace the word faith in a sentence with Christ, then that faith can't be correct. And then they sometimes even make that equivocation. They make the substitute permanent. The only difficulty with this is that our Lord Jesus Christ and the rest of the scriptures talk a lot about faith by name, and Jesus in particular talks often about it being more or less. The one who has receives even more. In fact, the one who has not, whatever little he has, even that will be taken away. Today's reading comes on the heels of Jesus' first big parable, the parable of the sower, which he explains in detail and even talks about all his parables. Then the little parable about the lamp that is set out to give light to the room, that nothing that is hidden will not be made manifest. And then what we have today, the seed and the soil that grows of itself, even while the sower sleeps. And in the midst of all of these little parables, Jesus continually and repeatedly, with variations, keeps saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Or in today's reading, "Pay attention to how and what you hear." If you know, lean in on that. If you've heard it once, or if you have some, grab even more, Jesus says. But now also something harsh. If you don't have, don't even bother. Perhaps that makes you say to yourself, "Well, what about me? I have, and I lack too. I'm not just one of those soils into which the seed goes and produces or doesn't produce or is choked. I'm all four of those things. I think that my faith probably does need to grow. But if it's now only a matter of haves and have-nots, well, then I don't really know what to think. What if I'm a have-not?" So let us be careful then and cautious to totally disappear that word faith from our vocabulary. rightly understood, and that's how we want to understand it, faith indeed, of course, grasps Christ Jesus. He's the one who makes the promises to us. He's trustworthy. That's why the promises themselves, though, can't be sidelined and tucked away into the file. He is steady, he is certain, but he does not expect us to come to that conclusion on our own, out of logic deduced, or out of a laziness of mind. Oh, Christ is my Savior, that's really good to know. I think I've got the plot, so I don't need to really read the book either, right? No, Jesus says, pay attention to what you hear. Now, it is a fact, certainly, that no one comes to faith, no one comes to know Christ apart from the work of God and His Spirit in us. The Word goes forth like rain, Isaiah says. The earth produces of itself. This is the truth of that saying, that faith has to equal Christ and they have to almost be interchangeable. But the Lord's way is always one of growth, obviously. He keeps using these analogies and parables about farming. He hides himself in order to be found like seed in the ground, as his mysterious cross is a hiding of his glory, and even his humble appearance on earth was. He says that if you have, do not be satisfied only with that and then put it out of your mind or tuck it away into the background. Rather, grow in it all the more. Seek it more. Because this is how the Lord wishes to reassure us in this relationship of trust, this fiduciary relationship that He has, that indeed He is trustworthy. He is faithful in all things. He wants us to hear those promises again and praise His name again. Then our faith will be strengthened in Him. Then it will produce fruit in Him all the way up to the day of the sickle. And this week, it is very much then like the forgiveness of sins among us, is it not? The forgiveness of sins is accomplished entirely by what He's done. And yet it is not once, it is not even seven times, it is 70 times seven and on, always beyond. Now from such a promise like that, of course, faith will receive its life and its growth as well. That might seem foolish. I mean, isn't it paying attention not to the things you have, but to the things that you lack that will address the problem and yield a solution? Maybe as you're filling out your employee form. But no, not in the kingdom of God. Here, we both have all that we need in Jesus Christ, and still always we desire more. And we receive it too. We're disciples of His, which doesn't mean soon we'll grow out and become the master ourselves, but it means we're always growing deeper into Him. Consider then as your example the farmer, the one who plants and the one who sows, but who in the end must learn to trust and to marvel at what the seed and the earth produce. And so you also attend to the words and to the promises of God, which are constantly set out before you for the strengthening of your faith, no matter what condition you are fearful that it may be in now. Be careful and pay attention to how you hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.